expresar en este momento. Volaron la AMIA, igual que en la embajada de Israel.
Una señora totalmente desangretada, con su camisa blanca, manchada totalmente de sangre, que es introducida en una ambulancia.
No tiene explicación. ¿Por qué tiene que pasar algo así? ¿Por qué contra la comunidad judía?
AMIA and the long wait for justice. 26th anniversary of the worst terrorist attack in Argentina. President Alberto Fernández, together with former Spanish Prime Minister Felipe González, will participate in several events to mark the anniversary of the 1994 blast that destroyed the building of the Argentine Jewish entity AMIA in Buenos Aires City. Justice should not wash its hands, as this year's slogan to remember the 85 people killed, as well as the over 300 that were wounded in the attack. Mr. Fernandez will talk this Thursday with Dina Siegel-Van, director of the Belfer Institute for Latin America and for Latino Affairs of the American Jewish Committee, the AJC. The aim of this conversation is to raise voices against terrorism and anti-Semitism in all its forms, sources anticipated. Meanwhile, Spain's González will be one of the speakers at the main event, which is to take place this Friday, starting at 9:53 a.m., which is the exact moment the bomb went off. The reason for bringing the commemoration one day ahead this year, that's to say, marking it on the 17th rather than the 18th, which is the actual date of the bombing, is that this year, July 18 is a Saturday and it's Shabbat for Jewish religion believers. All commemorations, we have to clarify, are to be held remotely and online because of the coronavirus lockdown. And this will give the opportunity, sources said, of allowing more people from anywhere in the world to join in the remembrance. Ariel Eichbaum, head of AMIA, has underlined that the key is to make clear, and with the same strength as always, the demand for justice and against impunity, an impunity that has shamed us as a society for 26 years, quote unquote. The central virtual event is organized jointly by Jewish entities AMIA and DAIA, together with the victims' families, and it can be viewed on the AMIA's YouTube channel. Translation and voiceover, Fernando Farias. Content production, Silvana Avellaneda. Web production, Julián Cortés.